This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
broken. All right, Tony's now with reaction to our breaking news and our monologue. The columnist from The Hill that actually broke this story is John Solomon. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is with us in studio. John, I got to be in with you. Mueller may have a conflict that leads directly to Russia. I might surprise some of my audience here. As FBI director, the efforts that they were using to actually help save a former FBI and a CIA guy, and we haven't seen this guy in 11 years, I am not concerned about that one bit. I don't care. I think any effort to save an American, and Robert Mueller and the FBI, I'm all for it. I want to be very clear. The issue becomes the hypocrisy of this, because this is the same Russian oligarch that they're using in the Manafort case, and they never pointed it out. So that's a problem for me. Not the little laws that were cited. There might be a violation of law, but I'm kind of glad they tried hard to save this guy. That's my natural gut.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think the real question is the whole Russia collusion case is, did someone ask a favor of Russia, right? Did Donald Trump collude and try to get a favor? Well, 6 or 7 years before the collusion was a twinkle in the public's imagination, the FBI asked a favor of this same oligarch, the oligarch that's now a client and a witness against potentially Paul Manafort, and there's no disclosure. We in the public don't know. It doesn't appear that the courts know.
Well, let me ask you, did the FBI and Mueller ever tell Congress that they had asked this oligarch?
Great question. I talked to the Senate and House Intelligence Committee.
Abundance, by the way. They got the Russian oligarch to pay $25 million. Actually, part of me thinks it's genius. But then don't use the same guy against Manafort and don't mention that you know the guy.
Yeah, I think that's right. I talked to Senate Intelligence, House Intelligence Committee chairman from that time, Bill Nelson of Florida, Mike Rogers of Michigan. They both said that we were never briefed, and they were surprised to learn that such an operation occurred without Congress being informed.
All right. I know people are talking about the legality of this, and there's a specific law, the Anti-Deficiency Act, which prohibits the government from accepting voluntary services. You know what? That to me is total BS. This is like the superfluous, idiotic bureaucracy. I want that American saved. I want us fighting to save that American. So I'm not faulting Mueller for that. I'm applauding him, actually, which surprises some people. It's the hypocrisy. And they didn't mention that this is the same oligarch in the Manafort case. They purposely kept his name out.
Well, and Sean, your show and the great reporting John has done has demonstrated that this is but one conflict of interest. The Mueller probe is an orgy of conflicts of interest, and any one of them taken independently could potentially be brushed aside, but viewed in their totality, it shows how corrupt and biased this investigation is. Also an important point on this oligarch, Deripaska. Senator Tom Cotton asked a question in February as to whether or not Deripaska was involved in the drafting of the dossier with Christopher Steele.
Was he?
And Christopher Ray would not answer that question in open session.
We're going to pull that tape.
So very, very important that this very oligarch could have had a role in telling lies about Donald Trump, and that we still don't know that as the American people.
All right, you do point out not only the hypocrisy, the double standard, what clearly seems to be, John, something they're trying to hide in this case. What other issues surround this that you discovered? Because you cite dozens of people here, or at least a dozen or 14 people in your article as sources that we've never known this before.
Yeah. Listen, the people that first approached me were Robert Mueller's old comrades at the FBI, who thought it was odd that they had asked this favor of Deripaska and then he's missing from this case, even though there's a lot of evidence connecting it to him. I want to go back to something the congressman said. When you wake up tomorrow morning, I think you're going to know the answer to what Deripaska did with the FBI in relationship to the dossier. Stay tuned. Tomorrow morning, you're going to learn something very important about Deripaska and the dossier.
Deripaska has something to do with the dossier. Mr. Solomon, give us a preview, sir. Stop with the teasing. That's my job.
I'll tell you, I understand why you're brain bruised to follow the bouncing ball here. CBS poll recently found that only 44% of Americans thought the Mueller investigation was justified, while 53% said it was politically motivated. That's a significant change, since the same question was posed back in December, when only 46% believed the investigation was justified and only 48% thought it was politically motivated. So there's movement here. I'll tell you, Mueller's got to come up with some beef, or we're going to think like we really wasted a lot of money here. What do you think? 5 minutes after the top of the hour, stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we do and how we roll, and this is why we bring the experts to you like no other outlet, completely independent as we are, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and this is why we believe in bringing the experts on. As you've often heard me say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And that's the era of fake news, and gives them an incredible amount of latitude, especially, sadly, when journalistic principles are abandoned for the sake of emotion and to try to drive an agenda that's ideologically fixed. And that is unfortunate because it is at the cost of our constitutional rights. It is at a cost of our own intelligence, and so we start making decisions based on emotional and with a lack of intellect, much to our discredit and much to our injury. Paul Davis joins us now. He's a former U.S. Marine. We're going to talk about how he became a Marine, a drill instructor, and a builder of men. Sergeant Major Paul Davis joins us now. Sergeant Major, Semper Fi, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir? Hey, good morning. Now, you know, you've had quite the storied career joining the Marine Corps. I guess you were given an option. You were at that crossroads in life back in those days when if you were before a judge, he gave you an option, huh? Do you want the Marine Corps or do you want judgment?
Something like that, you know. Back in 1990, made some bad decisions being a teenager, getting ready to start life, going to Greenville Tech, and got myself in a little trouble and had to make some decisions, either to keep doing what I'm doing or make a better decision, and I decided to join the Marine Corps.
And you were blessed to find yourself at Parris Island, South Carolina, huh?
I did. Uh-huh. Parris Island back in May of 1991.
I by comparison, I guess some say I was spoiled because I was at MCRD in San Diego, and of course the debate continues between the East and West Coast, right?
Well, I tell you, you know, I've went out and observed training out at San Diego a couple of times, and of course was a drill instructor at Parris Island. And at the end of the day, both coasts make the best that the country has to offer being a United States Marine.
Well, in 91, when you went through, Paul, was it the attrition rate? It was pretty radical when I went, and I was in the class in 1970, and I've shared with our audience before that we started on that first day, and the footprints there, those painted footprints on the tarmac, there were 87 of us. 12 weeks later of that original 87, there were only 23 that made it through that specific cycle.
It wasn't that bad, but it was, you know, it was in the early 90s. The Gulf War was going on. It just ended. But I was actually trying to make it for the Gulf War and kind of missed the mark on that.
Mm-hmm.
So the Marine Corps started doing a downsize immediately after I joined. So that did occur, and it kind of goes in spurts over the years.
Right. Yeah, that was the same thing that was happening with me, because I got, I was the third son in our family, Vietnam era vets. Two of my brothers were already in country. And so here I am, the third. I'm like, you know, Saving Private Ryan here. And but fortunately, because of my background, the Marine Corps said, well, you're in broadcasting. And, you know, originally they said, you're in broadcasting. We're going to make you a field radio operator. I said, no, you don't understand. Bombing coordinates, that's not what I do. I do, you know, weather checks, names of artists playing, you know, who's ever singing on the record, you know, things like that. Not bombing coordinates. But anyways, things worked out. I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton. So it was a good run, lots of fun. And in fact, I had a chance to go back to Camp Pendleton, to the old base headquarters. And I got to tell you, Paul, I went there and I thought, for some reason I was thinking it was only 30 years ago. But then I had to stop and think and go, no, wait a minute, my son's over 40. So it's been well over 40 years. And the place has changed quite a bit since the days when I was there.
It has. Definitely has.
Yeah. So for you, here it is. You enter the Marine Corps at a young age. This is life changing for you. So tell us about your experience. What was your MOS?
I grew up in infantry. Once I graduated boot camp, I had to go up to Chesapeake because I was guaranteed security forces.
Mm-hmm.
So my first duty assignment after I was done with all the schools was over in Rota, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Back in about 1992. I did almost 2 years there, and then I went back out into the fleet and I started doing the infantry thing.
Mm-hmm. And then how did you become a drill instructor?
That's an interesting story. So I was up at 8th and I did a couple parade seasons at 8th and I, and then I was asked to go up to Camp David and provide security up at Camp David.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually going to get out because I had a job offer with the Secret Service. And the battalion commander at the time, Colonel Brickhouse, had asked me to come down because he knew I was getting out. I said, what would it take to get you to stay in? And we had about an hour-long discussion. And, I was dead set on getting out. Mm-hmm. But he goes, what will be one thing that could keep you in? And I said, well, you know, sir, maybe if I can make it to the drill field, that might entice me to stay in. And next thing you know, I've got orders to Parris Island in January of 2001 and to become a drill instructor.
Wow. Wow, so you get the smoky hat, and there you are, becoming a builder of men and Marines, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to be, it's special to just be a Marine, but then you got those few select that actually are charged with and a privilege to be a drill instructor and make Marines, and it was a true honor.
For me, when I was there to experience it firsthand, and for you to be able to experience as a drill instructor, and you watch these young men come in, and they leave totally different, 12 weeks later, right?
Oh, man. You know, you'd listen to the parents talk, and they would walk right by their son or daughter because they didn't even recognize them because they're about 3 inches taller.
Mm-hmm.
Talk different, look different, probably a few pounds lighter. It's amazing how the parents don't even recognize their own son or daughter when they graduate. There's a total transformation that occurs within that 3 months.
I was going to say, inside and out, and it starts, from the external, when you first arrive in boot camp, get the haircut, it's all new clothing, everything else, and a new language, you know, that can be rather awkward at times. I can tell you, Sergeant Major, when I first went in, I was so nervous. I wasn't even sure I could ask for permission correctly to go to the bathroom. So I held it as long as I could because I wanted to make sure that I had the language down because, boy, they drilled that, everything was all very disciplined and, down to the language, as you say.
Yeah, they totally strip you of everything to rebuild you up in this fine-tuned machine, and it's just amazing.
Well, the Marine Corps has a proud legacy, continues to build up men and Marines to defend this country. And this just had to be a proud time for you, Sergeant Major, to be involved in being a builder of men and Marines.
It was. You know, my first tour on the drill field, I've had three on the drill field, was about towards the end when 9/11 happened. And that was kind of a life-changing event for everybody, especially for those wearing a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget it like it was yesterday. You know, I thought it was, when I saw it on TV, I thought somebody was making a movie, and it just was real.
Well, Sergeant Major Paul Davis is with us. We've got to go to break. Paul, stay with us. We've got more coming up after this.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Oh, when we pray, all the world has changed. And when the church wants to pray, the world wants to pray. Oh, when we pray, the prison won't start shaking. Hey, hey, the sound of praise. Nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray.
Back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Sergeant Major Paul Davis is with us. USMC, been involved with the formation of thousands of Marines during his three tours at Parris Island during a span of 6 years, enlisted into the Marine Corps in May of 91, completed recruit training at Parris Island, South Carolina, in August of 91 with an MOS of infantrymen. That is the main MOS of any Marine, is it not? Is there, we're all infantrymen, are we not?
Yeah, we're all considered riflemen, no matter what the MOS is.
Exactly. Well, here this past year, Sergeant Major, I want to get your read on this in terms of, the traditions of the Marine Corps and how it's represented in movies. And we lost, somebody that represented the Corps in a very unique way with his talents. And I'm talking about Arlie Ermey. Ronald Lee Ermey was an American actor, voice artist, former military drill instructor himself. Of course, he achieved his fame when he played Gunnery Sergeant Hartman in the 1987 film Full Metal Jacket. Any thoughts on the gunny?
Yeah, it was pretty sad what happened here. It was unfortunate. And, I'll never forget the movie Full Metal Jacket. That came out, I think, a few years before I joined the Marine Corps, and I watched that, and I was like, man, that's pretty neat right there. I want to go be part of that. And went through recruit training. Other than the physical abuse that occurred during that movie, it's kind of spot on how recruit training is. The physical abuse does not occur.
Right. Well, the thing, when you consider the job of the drill instructor, you're about saving someone's life. You're preparing them for battle. And as you say, every Marine, regardless of the MOS, their first job is as a rifleman, as a defender, as a fighting force. So if you're preparing them with that in mind, you can't grade on the curb here, can you?
No, you can't. And that's why we have an intensive training schedule, and the schedule itself weeds out those that just might not have what it takes to become a United States Marine. Mm-hmm. And that's what we really focus on.
Well, it is a true test, and for people that are drawn, and young men that are drawn, and women that are drawn to the Marine Corps, they know that this is not going to be a cakewalk, that you have got to step up. And you've got to be prepared, for that level of professionalism and the demand, like no other service. Isn't that right?
Correct. You not only have to be physically fit, but you've got to be mentally fit. Mm-hmm. And if you may be struggling in one of those areas, the Marine Corps will definitely help you increase that throughout boot camp.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're prepared to do that, there's no room for complainers. You gotta, it is about your survival and becoming a Marine, and then also knowing that you've got fellow Marines shoulder to shoulder and back to back that are going through the gauntlet just as you are.
That is correct. At Parris Island or San Diego or OCS where the officers are trained, nobody's given away the title United States Marine. You've got to earn it.
Exactly. Well, Sergeant Major, let's talk. We were talking a little bit about, with the men that you've been honored and privileged to train up to help them reach their goal of becoming a Marine and this transformation we talked about. Let's talk about some of your favorite stories here.
I have one funny story. I can't remember the recruit's name. We're at the confidence course, and the course is going very well. And I'm up on normally the senior drill instructor will kind of get up at the A-frame. This is a frame where the highest point on the course where you have to reach out and grab a rope, and it's probably about 20 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
And this one particular recruit of mine just went up to the top but would refuse to come down just because he's so terrified. And that's why we call it the confidence course, because it really builds up your confidence to be able to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to a point where I could not get him to come down the rope or come back down the obstacle. So we had to call 911, and they had to bring the fire truck out and extend one of those ladders out and go up and grab him off the course. getting back down to the ground. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it was and probably horrifying for this young man and very embarrassing, because when you're in when you're in the middle of all that testosterone and weakness is exposed, it can be character building, and it also can be devastating to the character as well, can it not?
It is, and you know, if they can't overcome that, then you know the Marine Corps is not meant for them. But a lot of them do overcome it with some encouragement and, you know, like you're saying, the peer pressure of all those other ones out there going through it. Most of them, they push through and they overcome those fears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Because I think when, you know, whether it's rope climbing or whatever events and confidence building that you're going through, you've got the whole panoply of abilities. Some people can automatically, you know, run up the rope like it was nothing. It took me a while to get to it, but when I did, then I got to be pretty good at it. But the first day when they said, "Hey, get up the rope," I'm going, "Wait a minute, you know, Mexicans don't do ropes very good, you know." So, but they put up with me, and actually, they didn't put up with me. I had to put up with them. They were on my back end till I got up the rope. But after a while, then you build the skill, and when you overcome things like that, you realize, you go, "Oh, okay. If I can do this, then you know what else can I do that I thought I couldn't do?" Right.
Exactly. You know, in the first phase is three phases. Well, now there's four phases of training. We just changed it recently. But, you know, during that first phase, that's when most of them are individuals. And it isn't until about the end of that first phase going into second phase that they start really understanding teamwork and coming together, knowing that they got to depend on that one to the left or right, which is very vital in combat.
Well, Sergeant Major, you know, when these young people are coming and going through this process, boy, they hang on to anything that they can possibly get a hold of that will build their morale. As you say, their fellow, prospect next to them, their hope to be Marine, going through the same thing, going through the same gauntlet as they are. But it's also that connectivity, that those letters that come from home, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a few things that really motivates a recruit to its fullest. And that, you know, that's chow, being able to get something to eat, mm-hmm. sleep. And then I would say the number one thing that every recruit, and I don't care what branch of service it is to be able to receive mail.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you understood that, and I guess that's what drew you to Sandbox. Explain to our audience Sandbox and what it's all about and how it came into being.
Okay, Sandbox is a social media platform for the military, and we do this with every branch of service. And the big takeaway, so I guess everybody understands, is it's kind of like a Snapchat for boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a regimental sergeant major when at Parris Island, when Sandbox kind of came to life at Parris Island, and I received a brief from Sam Meek, the CEO, and a couple others, and I took it back to the general and the colonel, and I was like, "Hey, this sounds like a pretty good deal. We need to see about bringing this on."
Mm-hmm.
And after seeing it go for a year and a half as my time as regimental sergeant major, I mean, nothing but positive reviews from the recruits, the brand new Marine, the families, and you know, I retired, and I was like, "Man, I want to join this team because I get to stay connected with the military, and they love and try to take care of every single branch of service in the military, and it's just truly amazing."
That's very cool. Where can they go for more information? We got about 20 seconds as we wrap things up here, Sergeant Major.
You can just type in sandbox.us and you will find it.
There it is. Sergeant Major Paul Davis, United States Marine Corps, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Sergeant Major, again, Semper Fi, thank you so much for being with us.
Semper Fi, see you too.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple minutes.
Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
Everything exists to lift you high, so alive. And if the wind goes away, send it so alive. If the rocks cry out in silence, so
live.
Fresh every day and independent, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Charles Causey joins us now, recipient of the Bronze Star for his military service in Iraq, author of several books, including Unbreakable, Forging a Marriage of Contentment and Delight, formerly serving at the Pentagon as a senior Army chaplain for the Chief of Chaplains, currently stationed at Fort Dix, New Jersey, as a garrison chaplain. Charles Causey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thank you, Bill. It's my privilege to be here today.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, Words and Deeds, but before we do, I want to get your perception on the celebration in Israel, the United States moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
To be honest, I haven't thought about it much, but I will say this. I'm excited. I'm excited for the Israeli people. Excited for United States. I think it's a great move. I think it's been talked about a lot by a lot of presidents, and I'm really glad that it's finally happened. Jerusalem is the capital, so it makes sense to me that they moved it there.
Chaplain, as a chaplain, and very sensitive and aware of spiritual issues and the spiritual life, especially in a military situation here, when you see our country struggling with its spiritual foundations, what moves you?
Well, I it just seems like Bill, the last 6 months, there's just been a cascade of leader after leader, public figure after public figure that have not only, you know, their lives have not only gone up in flame, but there's been a, you know, a whole cloud of witnesses around them that they have harmed or abused, and mm-hmm. so many lives that have been hurt. It really breaks my heart. As an Army chaplain, we deal with a lot of times a younger age group. It's almost like a large college age group or youth group, some might consider it, the mm-hmm. 18 to 30-year-olds. And they're dealing with a lot of these issues, life decisions, morality. Mm-hmm. And the Army, you can't separate morality from serving in the military. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we become mercenaries, warring for the highest bidder and willing to do anything. But like our oaths, they end with, so help me God,
exactly,
at the end of each one of them. Mm-hmm. And these oaths become covenants, I think, to bind the warrior with his nation. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to serve. I'm very thankful to be an American, to be an American chaplain, to work with soldiers, to talk about faith and morality and having a pure life.
And it's got to be a challenge today, as you say, with these celebrities, people who are in power and leadership, the influence that they can have, good and bad, on these young people in trying to reconcile. Is not to say that, you know, we demand perfection. I mean, we are human beings. We're going to fall. But it's how we do that, and the lessons that we can learn from it, that it's not an excuse to follow their lead into bad behavior. It's a witness to realize that, hey, look at, people's lives are compromised. They're torched here. I mean, in some cases, you have an 80-year-old celebrity that could be spending the rest of his life in jail. All that he did for his family is all gone. I mean, and it can happen if you are going to be led by your lustful desires, and everything that you worked hard for could be destroyed overnight.
That's so true, Bill. And I think it is what your show is about and what you do every day, and what Words and Deeds, the book, is about. Mm-hmm. In that we do make mistakes. We're not perfect. We're sinful people. But a mistake isn't being overly proud and lustful and lying. Those aren't mistakes. Mm-hmm. Those are conscious acts to live apart from what God's great plan would be for us. And they harm other people. Our pride hurts other people. Mm-hmm. Our envy and lust hurts other people. Our lying hurts other people. So in the book, I unpack those three, especially as integrity terrorists. And I also give some force multipliers on what can help young men and even middle-aged men to really shore up their integrity, such as prayer, forgiveness, mm-hmm. active listening, promptness, resiliency, kindness. I'm trying to encourage this next generation not to live amoral or mm-hmm. immoral, and not to have a relative truth that works in different circumstances. There's an absolute truth, and that's the first part of integrity. You have to have a moral code outside of yourself to live by.
Right.
Otherwise, you're all sail and no anchor.
Exactly. And this is what builds character. These are character building stepping stones, so to speak, that if you dishonor those, you're going to dishonor your character, and you will find yourself caught up like some of these other noted celebrities, and some yet to even be realized, you know, that have, you know, fallen victim, because it's easy in life and in this culture to be comparative and say, well, you know, like that old deal when you were growing up, well, everybody's doing it. Well, you know, that's a lousy excuse, but somehow that still is evident. And, you know, and maybe it's not spoken quite that way, but it almost becomes accepting. And when it becomes accepting, boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot on the line here. As you say, your very character, the very essence of who you are and what you represent, you know, to your family is all compromised, because you bought into that lie that it doesn't matter. And, you know, and I guess, you know, in your book, Words and Deeds, it is a clarion call for men in today's society to use their words and deeds for a higher purpose, is it not?
One of the messages I have for men in the book is that victory is possible despite everything going on in our society. And I say, you know, instead of, you know, dwelling on Bill Cosby, I think about men like Bill Bright, the founder of Campus Crusade for Christ, Billy Graham, the hundreds of millions of people who have had life transformation based on their ministry. And Bill, I don't know, you might have been there. I don't know if you remember Billy Graham's funeral.
Yeah.
And his son Franklin stepped up and said, the man people saw on the stage and at the pulpit was the same man that was in the home at the dinner time. He said there were not two Billy Grahams. And I thought, what a tremendous example of integrity. And I also thought it makes it easy to have a funeral for somebody like that.
Right.
So do your pastor a favor when you pass on and live a life of integrity. No, I mean, honestly, I just think there's so much. You know, in the book, I have a integrity diagnostic. It's 40 questions. And men can take that. And it puts them into one of four character profiles. And if they're high in words and low in deeds, I call that type of man a salesman. If they're high in deeds and low in words, I call that type of man a scout, because they go out and have to do missions,
right,
but not talk much about it. If they're low in words and low in deeds, I call that type of man a sentry. They just stand there, don't say anything, don't do much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last type of man, a man high in words and high in deeds, is a man I call a statesman, a leader of leaders who has to make treaties between nations. And these are the people that have allowed words and deeds to be plentiful and integrated in their life. And it's the kind of man Jesus Christ was. And the arc of the book is to try to help men to become a statesman, no matter what they score. It's not a predictor, it's a descriptor, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to break it down further. Charles Cousy, the garrison chaplain at Fort Dix in New Jersey, author, and we're talking about his book, Words and Deeds, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, let us know your thoughts. You can get involved in the conversation. Drop me an email at Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. More from the chaplain, Charles Cousy, right after this. Stay with us.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're speaking with the author of Words and Deeds, his latest book, Charles Causey, recipient of the Bronze Star for his military service in Iraq, author of several books, including Unbreakable, Forging a Marriage of Contentment and Delight. This new book is a clarion call for men in today's society to use their words and deeds for a higher purpose, because that's what's needed, is it not, Chaplain?
Yes, it is. There's been so much going on in our society that is bad examples, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to encourage men. I'm on a mission to help men to see just the tiny little things. A man without integrity is not so much a man who tells lies, but a man who lives them. Mm-hmm. And trying to get men to see that they align their words and deeds. If they have good words, good deeds, they can be men of integrity and really change their surroundings and all their relationships.
Mm-hmm. And this is what men naturally do. They're protectors. They are the defenders of their families. When danger comes near, who is it that goes straight to the danger but men? They do that for their wives and for their children. And for some reason, because of distraction, the cultural influences today, that has been thwarted. And this is a huge missing element in today's culture. You think of the next generation. What are we sending, what are we setting them up for? Are we setting up them up for success? Are we going to be the example, for them to be the men, that they need to be, that their family needs them to be, and as you say, even beyond that, what their country needs them to be?
Yes, sir. I think there's a little atheism in us every time we think we can get away with something. Lying, mm-hmm. cheating, stealing. And I really think men need encouragement in this area. They need other men to keep them accountable. The Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. And so that's something I put in the book, is trying to develop that band of brothers to walk this journey with you. There's so many bad examples out there, but there doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. Whole families can be changed when men decide to live lives of integrity. And that's what I'm all about.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you share in your book that men should get together. The lone wolf concept it's very unique when it works, if it works at all, but how much better it is when you have somebody else helping to share the stress and to help you overcome the challenges of life, because they can come at you at such a rapid pace and an unyielding kind of pace. It's like a force in and of itself, but it's nothing like, as we find in the military, when you're in the military and you have a band of brothers standing shoulder to shoulder and back to back, boy, it makes you into a formidable force so that you're not overwhelmed by the prevailing attitudes.
Yes, sir. That's so true. And that's the model and concept I pitch in the book, is that, and there's a 6-week Bible study at the end of the book for small groups to go through together. But I call them the platoon, and I talk about their mission, and there's an intel brief before every study, some of the background. And I try to, I'm not separating my military life away from this project and just saying, hey, we're in this with your squad or platoon, and this is how we're going to accomplish the mission. And it's a group effort.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I enjoyed greatly when there was a movement in this country called Promise Keepers, one of the byproducts was E-Teams. And boy, even after Promise Keepers went by the side, fortunately, I was in an area and had built a relationship with 6 other men. And we had an E-Team unit that was very effective and supportive through a lot of life in those. I guess we were together for almost 10 years. It was incredible.
Yeah, that's something. And I personally, I think I swing a little bit more toward introvertism. Mm-hmm. But there's been periods in my life where I've reached out to 4 or 5 men and just said, hey, can we meet at least once a month together, right, and then spend time, with a group message text just to encourage each other? And some of these groups have lasted years. And it's men that have said, hey, we felt that we needed to do that too, so thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. So just stepping out of your comfort zone, because other men probably feel the same way, even though we wouldn't think so, and want desire to do well. They want to be good husbands. They mm-hmm. want to be good fathers. They want to be good neighbors and churchmen. But sometimes it's just all around us just kind of drags us down.
Exactly. And when you're able to get men together, it is just something natural that is appreciated, but you're able to be yourself. And it's not like you're in church and you've got to act a certain way because that's what the institution says. It is just men being men, being able to be rough and ready and raw and honest. And I have found that in those groups, when there's the most transparency, that's where the most healing and advancement on the cause can occur.
I totally agree, Bill. And you mentioned Promise Keepers. We're piloting a Words and Deeds men's conference. And one of the unique things about it, not just for men to get together, but we really want to pair up men into groups at that conference that they would continue in their community. Mm-hmm. We're looking at possibly being in Dayton in the fall. I'd love to have you as a speaker there if you're scheduled.
Oh, wow. No, hey, that'd be an honor. I'd love to do that. Just we'll be in touch, and whatever I can do to promote and advance the cause. Hey, you need somebody to sweep the floors, I'll be there for you.
Thanks so much.
It'd be an honor.
We're encouraging people to give this to graduation gifts, Father's Day gifts, because men need other men, and mm-hmm. they need help in this area of integrity.
Exactly. When in the book Words and Deeds, and you talk, and we touched on this before, but we have a little bit of more time, and I want you to unfold this a little bit more. The challenges to integrity, 4 specific areas of life and relationships, stress, teamwork, and leadership. Break that down.
Right. So each of the, as I explained before, the 4 character profiles, there's the sentry, the salesman, the scout, and the statesman. And in each one, I say, that they're going to respond differently in each of these 4 areas. So in relationships, for instance, the salesman actually does good at there because he uses his words to impact other people and to build bridges. Mm-hmm. The scout, even though they're high in deeds, they struggle a little bit with relationships because they don't verbalize things. And I've had male friends who've read my book this week. They've said, this is me. It says in there that, we can't just remember you know, do things at Valentine's Day and anniversaries because it's expected. Our wives need us to speak to them and initiate all through the year, not just have deeds. So words and deeds together are so important. Stress is great. The Statesman does well with stress. The Century doesn't. Teamwork. The salesman is usually the team spokesman. The Statesman is the team leader. Mm-hmm. The scout is a great team participant. And then you have leadership. And the Statesman, of course, is the best leader that there can be. Mm-hmm. And I patterned the Statesman after the life of Christ and how he led the disciples and how he was such a man of integrity and he did everything that God wanted him to do. And it was all about God. And the arc of the book is to get men to live the life of a statesman, no matter what they score on the diagnostic and how they're doing in relationships and teamwork now. They can be a statesman by putting their words and deeds into use and integrating them.
So it's nothing like, in your analysis, it's nothing like you'll always be a particular person, and maybe in certain cases, in certain relationships, you might serve a certain need, but ultimately you need to be aware of, you know, of those four different attributes and understanding that the ultimate goal is you're moving toward that servanthood mentality, that statesman mentality, right?
You're exactly right. It's not so much like Myers-Briggs that tends to stick with people a little longer and switches maybe with their career. This is something that men can change right away. If they score as a Century, low in words and deeds, and they start acting as a man of integrity, they could the next day, they could live more like a statesman and grow in that area. It's more about your behavior, and it doesn't stick as much. It change immediately, and it's about living a life of integrity and impacting others, all your relationships, for deeds.
You know, and in the book you'd mentioned this earlier as well, and I wanted to reinforce that diagnostic that you offer, which I think is going to be quite opening, you know, eye-opening for, you know, for men to be able to evaluate themselves. You know, we can talk about it in broad senses, but like anything, if you don't measure it, it loses something in translation, does it not?
Yes, I think so. And this diagnostic, it's on the website, wordsanddeedsbook.com, and anybody can take it, and it gives you your profile. You have to buy the book, though, to find out what those character profiles mean, but anybody can take it. And it was worked, you know, I spent time with hundreds of men and developing this and working with the Army Research Institute and working with men across all spectrums of society and working over and over. And I finally, it's a great tool, and it's also a 360 device. Men not only take it, but they can have three people in their life take it for them so they can see how they compare with what others think of them.
Well, man, maybe for a moment you've hit the Sela button and paused and said, gosh, you know, I should be doing so much more for myself and my family and my country. But sitting on the couch and playing video games just is not doing it. And I do want to live a life of significance. If that's your urging right now, I'd say good for you and thank you for listening. And Words and Deeds is a book that you need to get your hands on right away. Do not pass go. Collect $200. Go and get Charles Cowsey's book, Words and Deeds. And go to the website. Remind them again real quickly, the website?
Wordsanddeedsbook.com.
Charles Cowsey. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers.